Hello? Hey Ruben, can you hold a second?
Hello.
Yeah,
Hi,
hello.
Andy.
Just hold. Yes,
Hi, this is
John.
John.
I'm just finishing a call. Hold a second.
You got it.
Okay. Yeah, I have no one to answer the phones.
No worries.
Okay.
Honey. Okay, this is the only chance time to do it. You don't have to be dressed up. Okay. Okay, but I just need you to be. I tried to call you to pre-warn you that it wasn't your plan was not going to work. I have these guys now. We need to take it. I have these guys now. I need to take advantage of them now. Okay. I don't know. I was surprised that Tim went there. He didn't tell you the whole story. It had totally about him, me pulling the privilege of him being in there. Okay, I'll talk to you in a little bit. And bless your day. Okay, sorry, Ruben.
Fun, fun, fun. You sound like you have a fun life. Never
Well,
ends.
hey, listen, the equipment is not used. I mean, the one equipment is really not. It's about a $40,000 spray booth, $50,000 spray booth retail.
Gotcha. I actually spoke to Pat right before he spoke to you. So what I want to do is kind of go over the pricing. I sent that explanation in. Used equipment is treated a lot differently than new equipment, but since it's so new, I think we'll kind of make it happen and do a longer term. So let's go
Yes,
over your.
and it was only used for a few hours. The company went out of business.
That's the explanation I just got, so I just sent it over. I think traditionally used equipment will go 36 months max, but we'll probably be able to extend it here. So
Okay.
my call is just to kind of go over the process, go through a few quick things, and then hopefully, if all the terms work, get you out documents today. So the first thing I just want to verify is you are looking for a finance agreement, not a lease option. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't want to lease. I want to purchase.
Okay, so what we would do is we would do a finance agreement, and I just want to verify a few quick things. You are looking to finance, it looks like, several pieces, and the total would be about $96,504. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and just to confirm, I'm assuming you want a loan that does not affect your personal credit. It only goes under your business credit, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's.
I'm strong enough. We've been profitable for 5 years, and my CPA can verify that.
Okay. Have you ever financed any equipment of this value before?
No.
Okay. What have you financed
Well,
previously? Go ahead.
no, I haven't. No, no, I haven't really. It's not. It was through a different name and stuff like that. It'd be too messy to kind of show.
Okay. Just another
Too
business you
different.
owned?
Yeah, no,
Okay.
well, I didn't own it. I was like, I was a 18% owner.
Okay, partial owner. Okay. How long have you been thinking about this equipment that you're purchasing? Is this something that's a recently new idea, or is this something you've been kind of going after for a while?
No, for many years, it's just we're watching the company. We're outsourcing with vendors, and the quality is not the quality we want.
Okay.
So. And it also delays time. This would increase our immediate access to making things right here, and when there's problems to deal with things, it'd probably pay for itself within a year.
Gotcha. All right. You said it'd pay for yourself in a year, so I guess that's the next question I was going to ask you. How much do you expect that you would save on this equipment on a yearly basis?
Well, we would save what we're paying. I think if we're paying vendors right now,
Okay.
between the two vendors, we're paying over $200,000 a year
Okay.
with those vendors right now.
Okay.
And
Gotcha.
that can be substantiated.
Okay. We're not going to really dig into your finances. Our process is to be pretty hands-off. I just have one quick question. So the spray booth is $33,591. Does that include the amount you paid down to the vendor or not?
No, I had 5,000 I put down.
So is it 33 minus 5 or is it 38 minus 5 to get to 33?
No, it's the 33 5 comes off of that, to, so it's 28 or something.
Okay. So just to make, we're fine doing that, but I can kind of, if you don't mind, I can give you kind of some advice on how to structure this. So our financing doesn't require an equity investment. We're not going to look at the transaction differently, whether there's $5,000 of equity in a paint booth or not. So do it signing on our transaction is going to be a prepayment of your first and last payment and a small one-time documentation fee. And what that means is you're prepaying your first 30 days, your last 30 days, and a one-time doc fee. Now, on your transaction in general, the thing that's kind of important here is this. We can finance that 28 remaining, but I think it'd probably make more sense to just finance everything and then the vendor to give you back their deposit so they don't have to break up the invoice into payment received from you, payment received from Bank of Cardiff. It will keep things a little simpler. The second question I asked you is, there's multiple vendors involved here. Do you know what kind of payment, do the vendors require a deposit? Do you know how much of a deposit? Because that's a really important thing to discuss.
Okay, the vendors for, we have people helping to do the, I have an electrician who I've known 30 years, and I have a HVAC guy. Those are the only two. I think the booth is supposed to be set up by, we're paying for them to set the, build the booth. The only thing is the electrical hookup and bringing power to it, and the HVAC just to move a heater and to help with penetrating the roof possibly.
Gotcha.
And these are both personal friends who go to my church, so I don't think I'm going to have a real problem with that. They're journeymen, electrician and journeyman HVAC, and they have certificates and licenses.
Okay. Well, here's a question I'm asking. We're paying multiple suppliers, so I can walk you through the options, and you tell me what works best. So there's three ways that we work with equipment dealers, industry standard. The first way is we issue a purchase order. Once the equipment is delivered, accepted by you, we pay them in delivery. Some vendors, they require us to, or the customer, either or, to pay them a deposit, and then the rest upon delivery. Some vendors require to get paid in full everything before shipment or delivery. So with these different vendors, do you know what the requirements are before shipment?
Okay, we can look in that today. I think they'll work to say, you got a deal, but we're going to give you 50% now and 50% at arrival.
And that's standard. We're flexible. I just wanted to go over that because there have been vendors that puff up their chest and demand things, and we like to tell customers, hey, we're more than happy to advance the money. We just have to figure out the situation. The second thing is, does all this equipment get delivered at the – let's just imagine we pay all the vendors a deposit today. Does all the equipment get delivered in the same time schedule, or is it at different points in delivery?
Different points. The laser is going to be different, and the router is going to be different. One comes from Phoenix. One comes from somewhere else, Florida.
Okay.
Florida.
And I think we can set it up where we can release them in stages. So, like, one vendor won't be waiting, even though it's a package deal for you. We won't hold one vendor's payment while certain things are getting delivered. So we can call you and say, hey, John.
Can I get a statement when we move forward with should we and everything's gone, can we get let our vendors know that they will get a certified note from you guys or something about that the funds have been approved and the funds are there, and we just need to have their estimated time of delivery so you can have the funds released for that time.
Correct. We the final step in this process is calling them and asking, hey, look, when is this equipment delivered? So what I'd like to do is actually understand the time frame. So what's the quickest item to get delivered?
We're hoping the spray booth first.
And how much is, and then the second, and how long does that take?
I think we should have it, I hope, in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. And then guide me through the other delivery schedules.
I think they probably take, 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. I don't know. I've got these. I talked to them about the quotes, but I haven't talked to them about delivery, so I can get that information.
Yeah, if they receive. I'm thinking no more. I would say that we would say, by the 7th of October, we should have the spray booth, and that by the end of October, if we get approval with the funding for the router and for the laser.
Okay.
Like 30th.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Second question for you. In terms of deposits, I assume you would like Bank of Cardiff to advance the deposits rather than your company advance the deposits to the suppliers, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So in terms of the file, let me give you some options here. It sounds like if you feel that this equipment will kind of earn its keep very, very quickly, I don't necessarily suggest a long term, but at the same time, I can understand that your goal would probably try to keep your payments as low as possible, correct?
I can't risk that. Right now, we have good business coming in, and this is
okay.
going to help us be a little more aggressive.
Okay.
But I really need some, because I cannot have a big nut to pay a real big payment, you know,
okay.
Like I'm shelling out 8-10 grand or something every month, you know, so.
Absolutely. And then, because I noticed that some months you have a small deposit, some months it's around 100 grand, but I can understand you're keeping an average balance of around 10 grand, so you don't want to have a huge, huge payment that you're responsible for, because that could impact. That could really impact your operations, correct?
It would, and I was even hoping that I could have like 60 days or something, you know, that we could get the equipment set up and start learning it, because it's going to take us time before, you know, we're going to have downtime in production in training people to do this, and we're going to eat up some of the material. I've done this before, so I know what happens, and one
okay.
of the things that happens is that we have to experiment with the laser, and then we eat up probably 10, 15 sheets of material, which is $1,000, and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
So there's a little learning curve. So I don't know if that can be considered. It would be greatly appreciated if we can do the first and last, like you're saying, and then have, you know, 60 days to start the first payment.
Okay. Well, I think what's most important here is giving you a kind of giving you something that's one file, not breaking this up into multiple loans, keeping it clean and simple as possible. Here's my thoughts. You're going to put usually on this like a file, I said, your first and last payment due at signing. So let's walk you through that. Let's say we funded your transaction today. Let's say your billing cycle is the 20th. That means September 20th through October 20th is prepaid. Your second bill is due October 20th. I think really it's not a good idea to like chase what I call exotic programs. And also I just want to verify, I'm sure, did your rep share with you the credit score that we have for you on file?
No, I'm curious. Yeah. No.
Okay. So your score right now is a 653.
Okay.
And the other owner is your wife, correct?
Uh-huh.
Her score is actually quite a bit higher. Hers is in the high sevens. And I think the reason why your score is lower is you have a few small collections against you. I wasn't sure if you're aware of that.
No, I don't. If I can know what those are, so I can...
Yeah, not a problem.
Yeah.
You have a small medical collection for $90. It's $69 now. It's $90. It's called BC Services. That's about it. Oh, and then you have several other medical collections. You have Western Control Services. You have BC Services, so you have these small little collections, but I try to get them off your credit, you know, as quickly as possible.
How do I do that?
Can you recommend? Yeah, so just Google those companies, Western Control Services.
Okay.
And let's see, BC Services Inc.
Is that B or D as in dog or B as in boy?
Boy Charlie. And I'll send you, and I'll have your rep send you as part of the funding, a copy of your credit report. We're not a credit reporting agency, so I have to black out, you know, your social, but I can send that to you, so you can look into that. No big deal.
Okay.
All right. So, now to go over kind of your program, I understand you said you're looking for, you don't want a huge $8,000 payment. I can understand that. And keep in mind, I think one of the things that you're mentioning is you said you don't want payments for nine, you don't want to have payments for a long time, correct?
Well, I don't. The time doesn't make a difference, because I know we can always renegotiate once we get through the system at some point and we have good cash flow in escalating things. That I know can be done. I'm hoping there's not a penalty for paying it off sooner.
Actually, most of our programs come with a discount for paying off early. So I think what it sounds like to me, though, is this. What's important to you, which is fine to discuss, is, hey, look, if there's a program where I cannot have payments for a while as this equipment is spooling up, that'd be appreciated. I think there's an easy way to solve that. Let's finance the whole amount, have the vendor give you $5,000 back, because that's kind of the same as not having payments for a while. It's two halves, one dozen. It's one the same. So the second question is this. I'm not going to give you final numbers right now because I need to hear back from someone who's just a little above me on the totem pole on what term we can do, on how far we can stretch, like 48 or 60 months, because the equipment really isn't that used. The question I'd have for you is this. Do you have a goal payment in mind for this equipment?
No, I don't. I have not had a chance to plan. It's just the need has come up so many times we finally decided to let's try to go for it.
Okay. What I want to do is I want to give you kind of a rough estimate of where I think your payment's going to be. And just so you know, in terms of the funding process, it's pretty simple. I'll come back to you with some final numbers today. We can send you out documents today. You could review them today and send them back to us via fax. And we can start working on the transaction. We get your vendors paid by Wednesday. It's a pretty easy, straightforward process. There's really no hoops to jump through. But what I want to do is give you some ideas of where I think you're going to be at on, say, an extended term for this type of equipment. Do you have a pen handy?
Yeah.
Perfect. And this is going to be a fixed payment program. It's going to go under your business credit, so it's not going to influence your personal credit at all, although, of course, you are signing, you and your wife. So in terms of, I would say on a 48-month term, you're probably going to be looking at payments of around $2,600
okay.
to about $2,800 per month in that range.
Mm-hmm.
And on a 5-year term, you're going to be looking at payments probably around, I would say, it's just a rough estimate, probably around $2,150.
Yeah, it's like an extra rent payment. That's, boy, that sounds so much better.
To about $2,253 in that range. And I think probably doing something longer or something that appeals to you because you want something that you can actually start generating, something that makes you, it's an easy decision where the money out is not going to equal close to the money in, correct?
Yeah, no, this last one sounds something I would be happy with.
Okay, so here's the homework I need you to do. I need you to reach out to your vendors, and you can shoot Patrick and myself an email, and what I need is this. I need a vendor contact, someone to speak to at all your dealers, the name, their position, their phone number, someone we can directly correspond with. I need to also know clearly how much payment do they require before shipment, whether it's 50% or 100%, what do they need? That's very important so documentation goes smoothly. I also need to know the one vendor with a paint booth, which is this is the vendor you put down $5,000 to, correct?
Yes.
I just need you to ask them, hey, once you get our funding, how quickly can I get my $5,000 back? I assume it'd be the same day, but I just like customers to ask so everyone's on the same page.
Yeah, so that's we got to contact the spray booth guy. Tell him that we're getting financing.
Yeah.
You don't. Yeah, you can just go ahead.
How do we hear about you guys? Did you guys come through the recommendation of the spray booth people?
You know, I don't know that answer. I help underwrite. That's my job. I supervise the underwriting department. So I don't have that answer. I can get it from you. All I know is I've seen that vendor before, John Boos. I don't know if we were recommended by them.
Okay.
Okay. Last question I have for you real quick before you go. In addition to equipment financing, we also offer what's called a working capital loan, which is an unsecured cash loan that many business owners are looking for as they grow operations. Are you looking for any additional cash at this time?
No, I think I got a line of credit with the bank.
Okay.
We were going to pay for that because it's down to 3%. And I don't think we can, 3.5%, so I don't think we can get any better than that.
What's your limit with your bank?
It's at 40.
40, okay. Well, the product that we have is really not designed to compete with your line of credit. And by the way, you should always do an equipment agreement rather than a line of credit because you don't want to max it out. But This is additional funding. So if you were, you know, whether it be now or whether it be in a year, you can always pick up the phone and say, hey, we've got an opportunity. We need to borrow $100,000 of cash. We need to do it quickly. We also offer that product as an FYI.
Okay, that's good. What interest rate is those usually? If I get my credit.
Pretty expensive. Cash?
I only had two things on my credit?
Those are the only two things that I see. If you're looking for working capital, let me not beat around the bush. Equipment financing is very cheap because it's secured lending. Cash loans are pretty pricey because they're unsecured. So what I would always tell a customer is, before you consider this product, you really have to have a solid opportunity to act on. I can give you an example of a transaction we just funded. We have a customer that has a very inventory-heavy business. That their cost of goods sold, that's really what makes or breaks their business. They had an opportunity to buy a product from China. It's stone. So they're buying, you know, granite countertops. They usually buy from a local supplier at $21 a square foot. They were able to go to China and buy at $7 a square foot. The caveat with China was that they had to pay cash up front, so their cost went down by 300%, one-third, but they had to get cash to do so. Their loan, they borrowed $250 from us, and over a year, they paid back $80,000 in interest. So it's a pretty pricey loan, but for them, it made sense because it was just economies of scale. They're paying us a lot less. So with a cash loan, just to give you an idea, usually our products, depends on the term length, usually 6 to 12 months. What would you be using cash for, just out of curiosity, if that opportunity came up for you, for your business?
No, it's just for payroll, for operations while we're getting... I have pretty good receivable collectibles, so...
Okay. Gotcha.
Hey, I'm going to have to go, Ruben.
Take it. We'll talk a little later. Please get me that information. I'll circle back with you before the end of the day, okay?
I still want to negotiate a couple of those people with some services they can provide with this deal.
That's fine. Get on it.
I will. Thank you very much. Okay,
take care. You got it, brother. Take care. Bye-bye.